Podcast Ranger.
So then, everyone, I killed Jason Voorhees, and then I stole his mask. See? It's right here.
We do indeed have the Jason Voorhees mask.
Yeah. I'm gonna put it on for reasons.
For reasons! It's a sale!
Hello?
That was a lentil.
I'm Jason Voorhees!
Did you say that was a lentil?
He doesn't speak.
You're barely Lane Voorhees.
Lacen Voorhees.
He's laced with LSD.
Mm-hmm. So welcome everyone to Extra Extra Cast Ranger. Tonight we're going to be talking about the entirety of all the Friday the 13th movies. We spent all day watching every single film. Yes, including the 2008 remake. Sorry. Thank you.
And the 2009 one.
So, okay, we're going to start with Friday the 13th part 1. So, doesn't have Jason. That's Jason's mom.
Does have Jason, technically.
He shows up for 2 seconds.
Kevin Bacon's in it.
Opinion, not news!
Well, it's more of a fact, really, that that's what happened.
I mean, my favorite, personally, is Manhattan.
Jason Takes Manhattan is a great movie. Its only problem is it has the wrong name.
I read about that movie. Is that the one where there's a flood and Jason, like, turns into a child and runs away?
Quiet, you.
That was Freddy vs. Jason.
That was also part 8.
Hearing about these movies with no context, these are fucking weird.
Well, let me do it some
much.
More.
There's another one where Jason fights a girl with psychic powers.
There's one where,
Corey
George
Feldman stabs the fuck out of him.
Trust
one where
your instincts,
George
Corey Feldman.
Shows up.
Yeah, no, Corey Feldman actually, like, fucks up Jason and kills him, and then he becomes crazy.
Kind of.
Like, shaves his head weirdly.
I do say happy Friday 13th to everyone, and if you're in for a fun, spoopy time, watch the Friday movies. They're fun. They are harmless fun.
We're recording this on Friday the 13th, even though this comes out on Sunday.
In October.
So, Merry Spoopy-ween!
It's a spoopy all month!
Happy Proto-ween!
Anyways!
Alright, let's get into it. So,
first bit of news, Friday the 13th, part 13. Well,
Conrad or Bill will be cameoing in Friday the 13th.
Oh, for real though? If they do ever make a next Friday movie, it will be the 13th one.
Cool.
Yep.
Hope they do.
I think that's why they're waiting. They want it to be good.
But it should have come out like today.
Can I go on something here? Or, you know what? I'll say this for the main one. Go.
Alright.
We're in news.
So, first on the news, we got information and pictures from a toy show, and the one I wanted to mention most is we got a look at what the actual sizing of the Rabbit Tank sparkling full bottle is.
It's big.
One second. That thing looks like the most child-made dishwashing system I've ever seen.
Well, that's
it's a cage that toys are in it.
It's the build driver.
It looks like a computer, actually, like parts.
Well, I mean, a scientist.
Wait, what specifically are you talking about?
Okay, like, you know, like, if you look inside a computer, it's got all those, like, two... It looks like a mad scientist computer.
Oh, you just mean the picture in its entirety.
Yeah, not the casing.
Sure. Okay, so, yeah, we're looking at a picture of the build driver with the Rabbit Tank sparkling full bottle in it. And Jesus fucking Christ, it's huge!
It's fucking huge, I swear to God.
What's the scale on this? Do they have something?
This is just a photo from a toy show.
Oh, I thought, like, how do you know it's huge, then?
Because we know how big the belt is.
Yeah, look how big it is compared to the belt.
Maybe the belt is small.
No, that's the DX belt.
Is it?
Yes.
Okay, I believe it.
And it looks, like, obviously with those, like, eyes in the center, it's going to light up, so that's going to be fucking cool.
It looks like Drive's eyes a little bit.
I think that's the one thing that draws me, and I like it just has, like, Rabbit Tank sparkling, like, on the front there.
Like an actual pop can logo.
All I'm going to say is, me and Ichi both want this.
Yeah.
We better just have a sound where you just, it makes a, when you pop the tab,
yeah,
it just makes a...
Do you know what sound I hope it makes?
Huh?
Are you guys just making jokes?
Yes, they are.
That's not stopping, by the way. Me
no,
making
I
Friday
didn't
the 13th
so.
Jokes.
Oh, we know.
Didn't think so.
But yeah, we promise that when we get this sparkling toy,
we'll open the show with it.
We will open the show with it every single time.
That will be.
And all our subscribers are gone.
Including Sal.
I'm leaving.
Bye. But yeah, no, I'm fucking excited. We also saw, like, a picture of, like, the figure for Rabbit Tank Sparkling. It's fucking awesome.
Do you know what it looks like?
Hmm?
It looks like a proto-Zordon tube.
There you go.
Rangers.
Rangers.
Rangers, I'm thirsty.
You must drink my soda.
I don't want to. Do it!
Drink me!
Drink me! Oh my god, you know what it would be? I need you to drink the water out of my tube. I need an adult.
I am an adult!
I am Zordon.
I am Zordon. Blaze in our chat is like, Rangers, I am full of caffeine! That's how we get our super forms!
Wait. No, wait, it makes sense now. Remember in Futurama, after you drink 100 cups of coffee? No, you drink 100 cups of coffee, you gain, like,
you slow down life. Time.
Nirvana and stuff. Zordon is surrounded by pure caffeine. That's how he gives him the power.
Oh!
Oh, that's why when fucking Ivan Ooze destroyed the tube.
Yep.
He was crashing.
That was the thing. That's
caffeine withdrawal.
He crashed.
Man, we just made that movie 10 times better.
You must give me the great caffeine.
The great caffeine of Edenoid. Not Edenoid. What was that planet called?
Phaedos. You must seek out the great coffee beans in the rainforest.
They did go to the jungle.
Yeah.
Yes.
Canon. You hear that, Saban? We fixed it.
Fixed your pick.
We fixed that movie we all kind of like.
Yeah. Lane has full bottles, have you noticed?
Yeah.
Do you ever think that people who actually like who may be high up ever listen to this and go, what are they talking about?
I can only hope.
So I tell my coworkers about this show and they're like, oh, you know what, I'll listen to it. And I honestly, I'm straight up honest with them, just going, you wouldn't like it. You would. No, I
are you turning away potential listeners, you motherfucker?
My general manager was interested in listening. I was like, no.
You know what you should do, Lane?
Just listen.
Call him on it. Oh, yeah? What was the last episode about?
just listens to one episode next week. Yeah, you're fired.
No, I told one of my coworkers if you wanted to listen, I was like, I'm very vulgar.
I apologize in advance. I say mean things about you every week.
Well, because I have a sense of professionalism when I'm at work, so I'm not, like, myself.
Here? Fuck it!
Yeah, no, I'm in my comfort zone.
I think we've been enough on this blender.
Anyways, I'm excited to get this.
Me
it's
too.
It's gonna be fucking cool. Next, please.
Next, we have a batch of toy magazine scans for Build.
Okay, if you think the Build driver's stupid,
boy! Strap in!
Are you ready? I cannot wait to see these.
Are you ready for the trash compactor belt?
Well, at least it's environmentally friendly.
So
sorry, what is this
doing? Squishy?
It's a belt, but it's based off a trash compactor.
Okay.
So instead of using bottles, they use jelly.
Bottles?
And they squish the jelly.
Squishable bottles of jelly called Scrush Jelly.
Wait, like, okay, what's the actual toy, though? Is it actually, like, jelly? Like,
I don't know what's actually in
it's
it.
It's probably, like, a squishy plastic, I'm assuming.
Okay, wait. For starters...
It has to be squash.
Okay, so what we're looking at here is the Scrush Driver. And this is going to be the belt. We haven't even gotten actual Kamen Rider Cross. Yeah, by the way, it's Cross, apparently.
Wait, hold on. Are they combining the words squish and crush?
That's what it looks like.
Ugh. Oh.
And
no!
Apparently, Cross is a new form for claws.
Hold that thought. Emily?
And apparently they just decided to leave out the word they already have, which is like a synonym for that. Smash.
Hey, wait a minute!
Smash, crush, squish! Oh
my. Kill, crush, destroy.
Kamen Rider, things getting smush.
Shake!
Rattle!
And bake!
What is this, just verbs, the Kamen Rider series?
I was hoping for someone to say roll.
Roll!
They are all named after verbs. No, wait, there's the one coming up who's not.
Okay, so, this is the Scrush Driver. Now, we don't even have apparently, Kamen Rider Claws is actually Cross. Someone actually confirmed that's the actual romanization.
Really?
So we don't even have Cross yet, and we already have the scan for his new super form. Kamen Rider Cross Charge, which uses the Dragon Scrush Jelly. And apparently the same belt is used by a new Kamen Rider called Kamen Rider Grease, who uses the Robot Scrush Jelly.
I will say Grease looks cool.
I have
his head kind of looks like a dark ghost Mugen Damashii.
A little bit. I'm withholding judgment on Grease until I see more. But if you zoom real close on this first scan, you can see that apparently Cross Charge's henshin involves his little light bulb ass head, and then like the cyan goo actually fucking shoots out of the top of his head, spills onto his face and makes the helmet.
That's so cool, though.
Kamen Rider Cross Charge? More like Kamen Rider Discharge.
Wow. I was thinking more Turbulent Juice.
Like, okay, I'll give the Scrush Driver, like, its concept is interesting. Like,
no,
I don't,
it's
like,
not!
No.
It's stupid!
Well, no, actually, I was going to say, that idea that, like, it starts off as a different form of matter, and like, it starts off liquid or semi-liquid and becomes a solid. That's interesting to me, actually. I don't know.
I think it'd be fun to have, like, a Scrush jelly.
I gotta be honest, this is the first time I've ever, like, legitimately been curious about how it's going to look in the show and as a toy.
Apparently, the way you activate this belt is, on. If you can see on the left side, there's a little wrench attachment that you, like, crank.
No, it's
Hold on, sorry. So for this liquid thing, base thing to activate that will spray liquid all over someone,
all over their face.
You need to take a long rounded handle and crank it.
Yup.
This is the greatest.
Crank it and create enough tension to squish the jelly out of the cylindrical tube.
This is the greatest thing ever made.
Lane,
one more time.
Yeah.
And sorry, I agree with you, sir. You know how we're gonna fix this?
Flex tape! Slap it on with the might of Zeus!
That's a lot of damage!
I cut this bone in half.
I died at that line!
No,
I think
I think it's supposed to be the lever you pull down to activate the, like, trash compactor.
That's absolutely what it is.
Looks like a little wrench.
And then Grease has, like, this wrist-mounted weapon where, like, my buddy Reggie on Twitter made a joke where it looks like the Verizon sword from Forza, and it's just like, yeah, Forza would like to have a word with you.
There's something called the Verizon
sword? The Verizon sword.
It's Forza Cosmic State.
He has, like, a missile rocket as a sword.
Is it also wireless?
Sure.
So apparently both Grease and Cross Charge use this because it's got both their colors, and it's like a shitty Chinese bootleg Gashikon
bug
visor, because it's like one half of it is a melee weapon and the other half is a beam gun.
It's
literally just a spike with a couple of fucking faucet handles attached to it.
It looks really cheap.
Honestly,
it's such a lazy design.
But wait, I know what it looks like.
What?
It looks like Johnny Five's head.
Jesus! It does!
I don't know what that is.
Johnny Five is alive, Ichi.
Oh, okay.
Johnny Five is alive!
Okay.
From Short Circuit.
So apparently
in the much better film,
so this weapon
too.
This weapon is called the Twin Breaker.
Oh, I meant Short Circuit is in the series.
No, me too.
I'm sorry.
And apparently you can either set one full bottle, one full bottle
those
and
look,
a Scrush Jelly.
Those look like ice cream.
Or you can even set the Cross Dragon in it.
Johnny Five!
So, what's the thing on the side supposed to be that looks like someone attached a water bottle to it?
I guess that's where the Scrush goes?
Yeah, is that
what I think that's, like, how the belt shows which liquid is in it.
It's like
if you look on the bottom left here, you can see that it's blue when Cross Charge uses it, and it's yellow when Grease uses it.
It's like the Genesis Driver.
Oh, yeah, that
It's soda.
Yeah, I actually still really like that, even though apparently it breaks really easily.
Does it?
Gears, yeah.
And apparently, this same belt is also being used by a third Kamen Rider. Oh, that would be our boy Kamen Rider Rogue.
AKA Wizard
So Night Rogue becomes his own proper Kamen Rider, and he uses the Crocodile...
Crocodile Crack Bottle.
Crack Bottle.
So it's...
Sorry, the crack?
It's a vial of crack.
So... What happens is he loads it into the belt, and then he cracks the bottle.
The trash compactor cracks the bottle.
I like how his henching sequence is for assembly. So if you zoom in on those three pictures there.
Right there.
You see, like, the jaws of, like, the crocodile, like...
Yeah, because he's a crocodile motif
hit
now.
The side of his helmet, and then it cracks and forms
the eyes.
The eyes and the, like, cracks on his head. So I think that's pretty clever.
I'm actually looking forward to seeing that henching.
And apparently the crack balls are electronics, so that's cool.
They've got lights in them when they crack.
Yep.
Wait. I'm sorry. Crocodile and crack.
Yep.
Okay,
crack-a-dile.
I get the motif.
Crocodile!
No. That can't be a coincidence. You ever heard about this stuff? It's a drug in Russia. It's more of a meth type.
Of course you know about this.
It's more of a meth type drug. But it is still a drug, and crack is a big, like, drug name. It's called Crocodile. Because the after effects of it make your skin hard and leather-like. It's like, don't look, I mean this, don't look this up if you've got a bad stomach. creates like open wounds on your body. It's like a flesh-eating drug.
I don't think the writer is making references to Russian drugs.
I think it is, though, because it's called Crocodile.
So, also, Commodore O gets the new trans steam gun. It looks fucking awesome.
It's called the Nebula Steam Gun.
I actually like this more than the trans steam gun.
Well, they mentioned that, I guess.
So, it is also compatible with the Steam Blade, as you can see in the scan here.
God, that rifle mode is so cool.
And it comes with two sort of bottles called the Gear Engine and Gear Remocon, which is a remote controller. And the gears are used by his two allies called the Kaisers that transform into these thinly silhouetted forms we can see in the corner here.
Oh, and there's also a reference to Russian royalty.
So,
that's German.
So our
Kaisers are German.
They are. You're
so
right.
Our Kamen Rider Crack using Crocodile Boy is gonna have a couple of drug slaves.
This is the greatest show ever,
right?
And he will be fought with people jacking off. This is my favorite day ever.
No.
Thank you, Friday the 13th.
All right, and then
you did it again.
Further down in this batch of scans, we can also see some upcoming full bottles, and for some of them, what the forms will look like.
Also, one is a set I'm probably going to get sell for his birthday. So the first set we see here is Wolf and Smartphone.
Which I'm definitely buying, because it's blue.
Oh, dear.
A blue smartphone bottle? It was made for me.
I know.
Yeah, it looked gray.
There we go. Here, we'll go halfsies.
Yeah, we'll go halfsies on it.
You'll take the smartphone, I'll take the wolf.
And then the next one over here, we can't see the form yet, but that's Unicorn and Eraser. These matches make less and less sense the more you go. Trust me, it's only going to get worse.
I really feel like they just threw shit at a wall.
Is that one Lobster and Gold Bars?
Close. It's Scorpion and Gold.
How's that close?
Because she said gold.
That's true.
You were half right.
You were almost there.
Lobsters are kind of like scorpions.
Yeah, I guess.
Close enough. And then the next form down here is Tiger UFO. Like, what is even the fucking basis for these? And the next one here is Whale Jet, or Kujira Jet.
That's cool.
And then the next one I'm going to get a set of is Turtle and Watch.
That one kind of makes sense. Turtles live a long time.
Sure.
Okay.
And next we have the set that I have been referring to as the Deer-a-mid, because it's deer and pyramid.
That one's actually cool. I like that.
Then we have Giraffe and Fan.
Like, I'm losing my patience for this.
They're both tall.
Like, look at it. Look at the form.
Say that at the same time.
Yeah. He's got a giraffe's head as his eye.
What's the last one, H.A.?
Motherfucking Penguin Skateboard.
Build, you make me angry, Build.
Kevin's very interested in the penguin.
Of course he is.
I'm looking forward to Bear and Television.
Is that actually a thing?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be.
Okay. I like the wolf one. The one that actually genuinely, I don't know why I think it's such a cool matchup. Deer and Pyramid. I don't know. I just think it's a neat matchup.
Also later, I'm just going to call it Deer-a-mid all year.
Also later, we're getting Dinosaur and Formula Racing Car.
Yeah, F1-saurus. I'm really excited for that one. I want to see a T-Rex race.
Just cue that meme video. Wait, no, sales reaction.
Hold on. Lane, they clocked the T-Rex at 42 miles.
Cue that meme video. This would be Cell's reaction of just that guy at the mini golf course, and he misses the shot, and then he just immediately dives into the pond of water that's next to the golf course. It's great.
All right.
But yeah, so these are fucked up forms, but I can't wait to see a lot of these. But yeah, so now we're gonna get into the thing I'm fucking excited for. So apparently,
more forms.
Yeah, so,
more forms.
So Build gets something, a device that apparently is called the Hazard Trigger. And with this item, Comrade Build will activate
trigger warning.
Yeah. So with this item, Comrade Build will activate his Super Best Match forms. These forms are basically his regular Best Match forms, except it's more powerful and in black.
So it's just the same suit with the different eyes attached to it.
Yeah, but the suit is fucking beautiful. I love it. I even like the horns in the back of the helmet.
So we can see here Rabbit Tank Hazard, as well as in the bottom of the middle, you can also see
Smuffo Wolf Hazard.
That's what the wolf and smartphone form is called. Smuffle Wolf.
Smuffle.
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 Sounds like someone's sneezing.
Yeah.
Smuffle.
Gesundheit. All I will say is I'm definitely getting the hazard trigger because this is one of the coolest fucking things I've seen from Build so far. And I will get this and combine it with the sparkling bottle so I can, or sparkling, so I can make Comrader Build Rabbit Tank Sparkling Hazard Form. I think that'll be fucking broken as shit.
We are reaching, like, all kinds of stupid combination levels.
And I like it. I like it. It attaches to, like, the gear of the build driver, so.
It's, awkward it's, as fuck.
And it has, like, this cool button that apparently you press, so.
Yeah, it's like the cosmic switch.
So we're not getting this until like February, but like I'm so down for this form. I can't wait, and I'm sad because it's going to be probably severely underused.
Probably.
Do you know what I get? I just had this idea of where they got all these forms from. Mm-hmm. So I feel like originally they came up with like 100 forms, right? Just potentials that they need to go run by the higher ups in the office, right?
Yeah.
But they were on a really short deadline. Turns out they had fucked around a little, right?
The game ships tomorrow.
So that's what I mean. Then what happened was they gave the intern or whatever all the forms, right? And what happened was he had to run to the office, but oh no, the janitor got on the way, and whoa! All the forms went in the air, but the deadline's in 20 minutes, people! So he just gets them all up and ships as is. And just hopes no
order.
One noticed.
No, I feel
order.
Like they were all
in the red pages were the organics, the blue pages were the inanimates. He just knew he had to put one with one.
No, I feel
he
like,
got lucky
I feel like
tiger.
Everyone in the boardroom was just smoking a shit ton of weed and they're like, what if we put okay, here we are guys.
Ooh,
deer and pyramid. Oh yes, 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 yes.
I'm just picturing like this guy with like a big stogie. You know what would be great? Watching a turtle.
No, think of something. Looks at the fan. Fan, and then like he just like sees, looks at the TV. The nature channel's on. Giraffe.
No, sorry. It's like a Kaiser Soze situation where he's just looking. Like after the guy has pitched all the ideas, they look around the room. Just everything he said was something.
Just like Peter Griffin.
Yeah, Peter Griffin.
Ah, damn it. Alright, next in this batch of scans, we actually get an unsilhouetted version of Phoenix Roboform, which looks pretty cool, I gotta say.
Incredibly like Drive.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like it.
Phoenix Robot, that's a cool combination.
This is gonna be like a super powerful form for him.
The hilarious thing about this combo is, in Q Ranger, there currently is a Phoenix Robot.
You're right.
And then on the other side of the scan, we can see the bottles for Metal and Friendship, which pair up with Taka and Rocket to become the O's and Forze best.
Forze, I love you. I love you a lot. But Friendship isn't an organic thing.
Friendship isn't an emotion.
It is. It's not an organic thing.
People can develop friendships organically. If you'd stop fucking with their lives.
It should have been like student or something.
No, but is friendship inorganic? That's the thing.
No, because he combines with Rocket.
No, but I'm just, no, I'm just saying like.
Rocket's organic.
She's saying, what, do you think friendship is more suited as an inanimate
thing? Like,
as an inorganic
it's,
material?
It's more organic than it
it's
is.
It's something inorganics.
I got Lane. Fuck.
Lane.
I can't believe I'm arguing in favor of Forze. Lane. Fucking shit me.
Rockets
bracelets. Are organic though. You know, they grow them in Utah.
Oh, up no. On the friend farms.
Yeah, they're grown in Utah, near Moscow, I believe. Or
I
some...
thought you were going to say it's your
Christ.
Mom.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
I grew a rocket in your mom. Whoa!
Whoa!
Best match!
No!
Alright, I'm out. It's not going to get any better than that.
Yeah. You peaked! You peaked, just like the rocket ship.
Uh-huh.
Are you serious? No!
Jukita!
We're only on the second
no!
story.
Well, this was the biggest one, and okay. There's not many.
Oh, man.
All right, next. Coming soon to you, Power Rangers Live!
Again?
A Power Rangers Live show. I bet if Gar was here, he'd love to talk about it.
So it looks like the first live event's posting was taken down, but if it's still accurate, it was scheduled for February 20th at the Excels Theater in downtown Salt Lake City.
Which is in?
Utah. Oh, my God, you've done it!
Nice segue,
you
Sal.
You broke that.
I'm that good.
I feel like I'd be curious to go see this.
Oh,
no, no,
okay,
no.
Curious,
but
yes.
Then I know, yeah, curious, but I just know it'd be so cringe.
Yeah, curious, the same way everyone is occasionally curious about what it would be like to kill a man.
You know what? Here's the thing. Here's the thing. This is going to be bad. It's going to be cringy. I'm hoping this is for really little kids.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Okay, here's the thing. It's never going to get worse.
I love how little effort they put into the logo.
Yeah, that just sucks.
Power Rangers, I put some clip art there.
Okay.
Put a drop shadow.
It is never going to get worse.
Graphic design is my passion.
Then Pokemon Live.
Oh,
I've seen
so...
that. Pokemon Live was amazing. Please don't.
Might I remind you of the Ninja Turtles stage show?
That's
okay.
Amazing.
Yeah. So
coming
Pokemon,
out of our shells?
I'm sorry,
yeah.
But so was Pokemon Live. I was so excited to see it when I got tickets that I threw up in the car.
Didn't they have like a Mewtwo robot?
Yeah.
Yes. Mecha Mewtwo, and I still have the card that they gave me.
Wow.
And also, it had a song where Giovanni was singing, and he's played by the same guy who voiced Pegasus in Yu-Gi-Oh. And like
Darren Dunstan.
So technically,
oh my god.
Technically, I've seen him live on stage.
Alright, I changed my mind. This is the greatest show put on earth.
I just don't ever want to hear the song about Shredder and how he hates rock.
I hate music! I think it's the worst!
That's a little bit.
That's why
critical.
That play wins. Anyways.
It's the worst.
We Will Rock You is the same thing where it's like, let's destroy all rock music. Let's sing a rock song about it.
Skipping stones.
Okay, that's the winner. Anyways.
I'm sorry.
The funniest thing about this whole image here is. They're here to save your town and the world.
In that order.
With music.
Oh, wait. That's actually very much like Power Rangers.
Yeah.
First Angel Grove.
Then the world.
Then the universe.
I'm sad it's just going to be like Ninja Steel and it's not even going to be like Mighty Morphin.
I'm
going
to assume they need to like, you know, use the card.
I love these Breakfast Club ass poses. It's like they did a freezing jump cut.
Yeah!
I like how it looks like the Red Ranger's sliding into home base.
Whoa!
He's sliding into the mom's DMs.
Dude, a power slide.
He's stealing second!
He's sliding
also,
into
the... Also, is the earth exploding in the background?
We did it, guys!
Yes!
Right!
Let's hover kick out of the planet as it's dying.
I know how we can prevent the earth from being attacked by blowing it up.
Also, they're here to save your town and the world.
Wait, isn't that what the Vindicators did?
Oh my god.
They can't take over the world if we've destroyed it!
I mean, they're right.
Oh my.
Next, please.
Next we have
the
more
fuck?
We have more cast members revealed for the X8 Another Ending Trilogy.
What the fuck happened to Harry Potter over here?
Yeah, Harry Potter moved to Japan.
Like, what the fuck?
So, joining the trilogy's cast are Yurina Yanagi, who is in Hurricane Polomar, and Harry Sugiyama, who is in Kizoku Tante.
Wait, that's actually a guy.
His name's Harry!
Yeah. Wow, we're on today.
Jesus. No, with Cell, magic happens.
What I do.
So, Yanagi will appear in all three films and plays a geneticist who works for a hospital specializing in regenerative medicine and explores the possibility of reproducing people who have eliminated due to game disease.
So, cloning.
Yeah. And
that's
then
interesting.
Harry Potter, on the other hand, will only appear in Part 1, Brave and Snipe, as an American gamer who has a rivalry with Nico. Oh my god.
So what, he's Tensei Gamer H?
Sure.
Oh my god.
So, yeah. That's happening.
Fucking, his name's Harry.
It's Harry Sugiyama.
I'm sure
that
has to be intense.
He's wearing a fucking fanny pack!
That's not the... I don't know if that's the character name. I think it's just the actor name.
Oh. His name's Harry.
Yeah. Anyways, moving on. Seiju Sentai Ginga Man has had a release date for its North American DVD.
Oh, gar.
I have that picture on my wall.
Hey, it comes out 2 days after Gar's birthday.
Mm-hmm. Our boys over at Shout Factory are releasing the series on January 30th, 2018.
Those crazy shouts, they're at it again.
You know you make me want to shout.
Okay, they want to shout. Okay, so let's see. Go down. What's the release? Did we say January 30th?
Yeah.
Okay.
There's no listing on price, but take a look if you want it.
Ginga Man is the seventh... release. I'm like, no, it's not.
It's the seventh Sentai.
The series follows...
It might be the seventh Power Rangers. I don't know.
Hold on.
Any
first
more
three seasons.
Unless you want to count those all as one.
We'll see.
Mighty Zeo Turbo in Space Lost Galaxy. Okay, so if you count Mighty Morphin's three seasons, then it is the seventh.
That's why they're doing it, then. like that, I guess.
Sure,
like,
why not?
Because, wait, they did release Die Ranger and Kaku Ranger, right?
Yep.
So that actually makes sense. Those were what they used to make seasons 2 and 3 of Power Rangers.
Sure.
Okay. You know I'm right.
Probably. Right. I don't know. I don't care.
Okay.
Whoa.
Okay, this has the greatest description, though. The series follows the Gingamen, warriors chosen by the Star Beast Swords in their quest to defeat the space pirates Baban.
Barban.
Whatever. Space pirates who desire to revive the demon beast Daitenix, whose own corpse they built their castle. Oh, yes,
whoa.
I remember.
The
greatest form of transportation known to man, a castle on the back of a dinosaur in space.
Wow.
I'm sorry, but between the Star Beast Swords and the Quasar Sabers, I like the Quasar Sabers better.
What is a quasar, Lane?
Space.
Moving on.
Okay, what is a quasar?
I don't know. So, Ryuki Matsuda, who played Kamen Rider Knight in Ryuki, has announced the birth of his first child.
Oh, no.
Oh, that's nice.
I wonder if he's going to turn out to be a prick like his dad.
Whoa!
Hey.
Wow!
No, and I don't like Kamen Rider Knight at all. Ren was a fucking asshole.
The character was an asshole.
Yeah, exactly. They're not the same person.
I know. He's probably a really nice guy in real life. Congratulations, sir.
So, that's a long-ass blog post. I don't think I'm going to read that.
No.
So
he's a dad. That's congrats, man.
Yes. All right. Next.
Anyways.
And our final news story.
Well, we got one after this.
Okay. The band score and guitar score, Kamen Rider Best Selection book revealed.
Best selection.
Best match. So Yamaha Music Entertainment is releasing this music score book for band and guitar musicians for Rider theme songs.
That's neat.
This is to commemorate the 45th anniversary of Kamen Rider. Features 15 different songs from Showa to Heisei. Includes photos and information about the riders. So for band score tracks, it includes the themes for Kamen Rider Ichigo, Agito, Kiva, Deke, Double O's, Forza, and Drive. And for guitar score tracks, it has the themes for V3, Stronger, Sky Rider, Ryuki, Deno, Wizard, and Ghost. So this book costs 3,000 yen, basically $30, set for an October 21st release.
Okay, I'll admit, I would love to learn Surprise Drive on guitar.
That would be interesting.
Well, it's band score.
Oh, okay.
For Drive.
Fuck. All right, guys, let's all get some instruments and we'll fucking learn Surprise Drive.
Dibs on trumpet. I will become Ibuki. All right, and you said we had a story?
Yeah, the robot fight.
Oh, right.
Right!
So, those who have seen the news about an actual giant robot fight going on between the U.S. and Japan...
That's still happening!
It's going
next
down!
Next week!
It's going down on the 17th!
And U.S. is going to get their asses kicked.
I still don't know. That thing looks like it's going to be tipped over too easily.
Yeah.
I have no idea what the... It's gonna
say something about the American-Japanese robot fight.
No, we didn't.
No.
Oh.
We did.
Come in.
Get in here.
Yeah, we were.
What
talking
are you gonna
about
say,
it.
Man?
Cool.
Good contribution.
It's Telecaster, everybody.
Hi, I'm back.
Damn it! Now I have to write your name in the description.
I'm joking. But anyways, yes. So that robot fight is finally happening. I thought they canceled it because it's been more than a year, right?
2 years.
They had to build
the
robot.
No,
right?
No. But they said 1 year.
I don't know.
So I honestly thought it was canceled. I brought this up the first time we talked about this. The fight needs to have been refereed by, I can't remember his name.
Mr. Referee?
I was thinking
but here's the thing. The guy, the actor lives in Toronto, just saying.
The guy who played Mr. Referee?
Yes. But here was what has to happen. It needs to be like Metabots where it's unexpected. They're setting
he
up.
He just comes out of a dumpster.
So, like when whoever the pilots are or whatever, they go to talk to each other. So we're into this. Yeah. Then it is agreed. And he just jumps out of nowhere.
Referee. In his costume.
Yes.
I, Mr. Referee, shall act as referee so that no one gets hurt.
Immediately injures self. Metabots.
The winner will submit one metapart to the
Robotal.
I used to love Metabots.
I still do. I have the whole show.
I rewatched that show. It holds up.
What's your favorite Metabot? 3, 2, 1. Pepper.
Art Handle.
Sumilodon.
I said Pepper.
I panicked and said Cyandog, but I can't remember my actual answer.
Arc Beetle is the coolest thing ever.
I can't remember my actual answer.
I wanted one so bad as a kid.
Rakusho's pretty cool.
I know.
Everyone loves Rakusho.
Apparently Armorhide in our Discord chat loves Rakusho. Gar, what about you?
I don't remember names.
I love that one.
All I know says I would love to actually watch Metabots sub.
It's a good show.
I mean, yeah, we can do that.
Come get your
also,
friends.
Also, apparently season 4 of Voltron's out.
We haven't even watched season 3 yet.
I haven't even watched season 1 yet.
There you go.
I haven't watched the show at all.
Because the fandom is terrifying.
I tend to not give a fuck about fandom.
Hashtag
enjoy what you like. Fuck everyone.
Hashtag hunk needs love too.
Hunka hunka burning love.
Yeah. I'll be right back for the actual episode.
Well, we're pretty much done, extra.
I need to go do stuff quickly.
Okay. Well, bye.
Well, hurry up and masturbate and then come back.
Ew.
Feed the geese already. Come on, man.
You can't have wait,
natural.
Feed the geese.
That's Scar's favorite way of. The geese.
Thank you for listening!
Okay,
bye, everybody!
Oh, no, that actually makes sense.
Bye, everybody!
Sorry.
This episode of Cast Ranger has been brought to you by the glorious donations of our cast patrons, Oliver Nilsson, Joel Maroney, and Chris Laird. Thanks very much.